Blog Talk Radio.
No, I'm looking at Bishop Paul Morton. He's up here tonight, founder and presiding bishop of the Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship. I can't sing this like Bishop Morton, but it goes something like this. If you know it, sing it. Father, I stretch. Come on. My hand to thee. Come on. No.
Sometimes you just, if you've been on this side long enough, I know you just want to stretch your arms and your hands towards heaven and say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. You know, I just thank God for this Holy Spirit. I thank him how he woke us up, Reverend. I thank him how he keep on blessing us each and every day to just to come in this word. And, man, sometimes it might not just be a word. This might be a testimony time. It might not be just in the testimony time. Sometimes we just might come together just wanting to say how good God has been to us, you know. You know, and time after time we get in the word, you know. We try to reason, my brother. You know, to my rep, we try to get in there and try to rightly divide the word, you know. And then often we need the people to understand, Brother Preacher, that we not, I'm just speaking for myself, and I'm not going to speak for myself, not a scholar, but love to get in God's word and try to reveal some things, you know, that he gave.
That's right.
To us, you know, talking about. So I thank God for his mystery, you know, that he hides it for most, but he gives it to a lot, you know. I still believe in the book,
Rev.
But, look, teacher, I believe in it. You know how much I believe in it? We used to sing the song in the church, oh, how I love Jesus. you know him? You know, he got the whole world in his hand. You know, we used to have to get up and sing them kind of songs, man. But I felt like when I was just singing them then because they made it too well. But now I got a personal relationship with them. I understand the love of God now.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that.
I hear you.
Death can come on every hand. Trials can come on every hand. I understand it better now, Rev. You know, I got a text from Brother Nutty on yesterday about one of his friends' mother passed, you know. You know, she was on life support, and God called that transition, you know. We call death, you know. You know, it's been coming.
Yeah.
Some people say they wish this year have never made it in. But I'm telling you one thing about it, and two things for certain. You best believe it, that we all have our expiration day. And I'm telling you about it, you can try your best to try to live on this side, this is what he give us. You know what I'm talking about, Brother Preacher? But I'm telling you, sometimes we just ain't going to miss. There's one thing nobody going to miss. I don't care. You might miss a lot of things, but you're not going to miss death. And I thank God.
That's right.
You know, it's happening rapidly right now. You know, sometimes you look at the TV, you just have to turn it off because they talk about how many people that lost their life in this. We call the COVID-19, the coronavirus, and all this here. Now, scientists, you know, they tell me that they might have a cure for it, you know. It might take almost a year to find out if it's effective or not, you know. You know, we've been around that before. As a culture of a people, they tested some stuff on us a little while back. And, you know, look how it really did to people, you know. Kill off a few people. But I'm telling you like this here. Just try Jesus. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Put your hands in the master's hand, and don't worry. Don't worry about what man has in store. But God is not, he's not, you can't fool God. I've learned in this thing, ain't nothing you can hide from God. So I know
that's
we've been talking about this deaf brother preacher. You know what I'm talking about? I know we've been talking about a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But man, it's a lot of people hurting right now, Brother Rev. You know, it's a lot
that's
of people
right.
going through right now. And there's some pain there, you know what I'm talking about? And something you just can't explain, Brother Rev. You just can't explain it to him. But I've learned in my little show time, understanding the walking with this word, that we can pray for you. We can lift you up. But also, you got to take time out and call on the Lord your name, your voice. He need to hear your voice. He need to hear your heart.
Yes,
you know, you ain't got to, you know how... Some of them guys and some of them ladies, they sound so harmonious. They can bring the heaven down to the ground and be praying so hard. But don't you know?
Mm-hmm.
But do you really know? All you have to do is have a humble spirit, sincere heart, and God would hear that prayer. So I want to tell you today.
Yes,
I've been saying I left off for a while. I want to tell you today. Don't stop praying. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Never stop praying, because we serve a God who hears, and he wants us to come and ask him, you know, somehow, if you need some help. How can God help someone. If he's standing at the door knocking, my brother, and he wants us to just allow him to come in. You know, one thing about it, once you really taste that Lord, how good he is, my brother, that is the sweetest thing ever happened in your life. Can you testify about how sweet he is, brother? Can you do it, brother?
Yes, sir. Sweeter than anything you can partake of. He looked beyond our fault and seen what we needed. What we needed was him, more of him.
Yeah.
I can understand it better when you hear it say, he's been better to me than I've been to myself.
Yeah.
He's been better to me than I have had sense to be to myself.
Right.
He'll even go for it as help you understand when he have to tell you no.
Oh, yes.
You might don't understand it then, but in the by and by, you'll see why he said no to some things.
Wow.
He opened up that your understanding.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. You know, Reverend, I thank God for that understanding because, you know, now you got a personal relationship with him. Once you get that personal relationship with him, you could be like, someone's on the phone right now. Just couldn't wait. You know, I'm going to speak in advance. Just couldn't wait to get up on this morning, to get in and try to fellowship this morning. You know what I'm talking about? You know, Simon hit that highway, brother Reverend. You know, Simon already at these racetracks. You know, they're getting themselves together to have a little fun this weekend, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, man, you know, I really believe that God can bless all in that too. But we got to keep them lifted up, my brother. You know, that God keep his shield around him, you know, nothing harm come to him, you know. I threw the whole racing game, you know, and I was reminded again, you know, we're going to keep Brother Nutty and his friends and family in prayer because one of the loved ones went home, you know. You know, I just thank God for the understanding of his Holy Spirit, brother. I'm going to sound like I'm repeating myself, but I'm going to tell you something, that God is in control. Oh, I know him right about
it.
When you've been around a little while, boy, you just know what you know. You know what I'm talking about? You just step out on faith and say, God can make it, he can heal that broken heart. You know, I know him right about it. Well, can you hear it? Have you ever been real torn down and you know it was nothing but Jesus who raised you up?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You know it was him.
Yes,
he gave you strength so you can keep on. You know, we often go by that scripture that with John, the writer, you know, he brings in, you know. I thank him for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for all the things he has stored up on us. Can you hear me, brother?
Oh, sir. Yes, sir.
And I thank him for the Holy Ghost, too.
That's it.
I thank him how he stored us on this day to so we can have a day, so we can reason in his word. You know, I understand something, though, brother. I understand that he's in the midst. Can I get a witness?
Yes, sir.
It seemed like sometimes you think it's not, but he's on time, brother. He really is, you know.
Always.
Always here and willing to bring us on in. Are we right about it?
Hey,
Ray. Talk to me.
One thing about him, he's not governed. He's not governed by anything but by his word.
That's it.
time don't even register with him, you know.
We
be get to talking to him, Lord,
I need you right now, right now.
He doesn't know what you're talking about.
But he don't have to get in. He don't have to get in hell as Lazarus. He can come after. He's still able, you know. So they said, surely he's thinking about now. The only thing Jesus had to do was then let Lazarus come forth.
Oh, yes,
sir. You know, and whatever problem might be so urgent to us, God got it in his hand. The only thing you have to do is trust him. We got to just trust him.
I'm gonna tell the one that's on right now, some kind of way, if y'all can hear me, some kind of the radio, you know, I mean, we got going on. I had to rebook a show, right? And we didn't run out of time, but I'm gonna hang this show up. You can call back again right now because in 15 minutes it'll be coming back on for another show because some kind of way it didn't give us the full time that we normally start.
Okay.
So our way would be 8:30. In Eastern, it'll be 9:30. We have another show coming on. So right now, we are some people was on the internet. If they was on the internet, it was cut off. But now,
okay,
we already put another show. We already booked another show that you can come on in at 8:30 and 9:30. But we still got what time is about? What is 8:20? Okay, we still got a few minutes with this line right now. We call this after hour time. You know when internet is going off. Now just strictly whoever's on call in, you're on right now. But like I say, the show will start again at 8:30 Central and 9:30 Eastern, and the same numbers 845-277-9191. If y'all can hear me, can you hit the what button? Because it's been to go off in about another 13 minutes. You got that, Brother D? Did you guess that? Or somebody hit the one button on your line? Hey, Real. Can you hear me, Real?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's gonna cut off. Yeah, it's gonna cut off another 12 minutes, and then the show will be already started back at our way. It'd be 8:30. It's not necessary, but just a few of it is what it is, man. We had a little hiccup right ago. Mm-hmm. How that band did that though? But the devil ain't gonna win. We're gonna lift up the name of Jesus when we come back.
Oh, yeah.
Another 12 minutes, we're going to get right on in there. And we're going to try to let God's will be done in the service. You know?
That's it. It's just,
you know, I thank God for what
it's just.
Whoever said, the whoever said can't win with this will.
Oh, no, because this just a rehearsal.
it ain't no introduction, is it?
Yes,
it ain't no introduction.
First.
Yeah, so I don't know what happened. What it did is put like a 30 minute. Yeah, 30 minutes, and all of a sudden it went from 30 minutes. I mean, we had a 180 minutes, right? Then it went from 180 to 30 minutes. Then it went from we're on the back line really on the, cause normally when it's running a timetable like that, it's open to the computer, you know, anybody online can get in, but right now, whoever call in, whoever fell off can't get in right now. It'll be after the,
okay.
Like I said, if you hang up right now, you couldn't call back in unless to 15 minutes to the show. The other side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Did you get that?
Yes, sir.
Everybody get that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So don't just stay holding up.
Well, you can you're going to have to call back on the other one. Yeah.
Okay.
You have to call back on.
You just turn around and call back. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. There you go.
Gotcha.
But we can keep it in prayer, though, you know. Thank God for the faithful listeners. Thank God for the ones who are still on, you know. But I thank God for let's do this here before we go. Lord, we come to you in the most humblest manner we know how, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for being in our midst at all times, Lord. We thank you, Father God,
yeah.
for your Holy Spirit, Lord. Even though we got a little problem right now, Lord, we know you are in the midst, Lord. So we ask you, Father God, if we transition over to the next part of this show, Lord, that your Spirit always be with us. Never leave us, Lord. As we try to put the kingdom building going, Lord, we just ask you to let your Spirit have its way, Lord. Shine, Lord. Bless us as our coming in and our going out, Lord. Lord, we just bind any evil spirit to come against this ministry right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit that is present right now, Lord. Lord, we just lift up these people right now, listen by the sound of my voice right now, Lord, that they might need a healing. Or they might need a little encouragement, or they might just want to just be get closer to you, Lord. Lord, just ask you to have your way, Lord, through the word today. Let the word of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable to thy sight, our strength and our redeemer, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, and we love you, Lord. As we go on, Lord, Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. So what we're going to do, we're going to hang this up. And we got, if you want to get back on with us, we got 8 minutes for the other show to be. You can call in right now on the other show. You hear me, brother?
Gotcha.
Brothers and sisters.
Gotcha.
All right, then. Okay.